Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. And now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
So Jessica Kirsten is going to join us right now. It still didn't. We still weren't able to do it.
No, you're right. You're right.
We still weren't able to do it.
We ponied it.
We still. What the? Seriously.
Hi.
What the? Jessica, how are you?
What happened just now?
Jessica, Rob, how many years have I been in this business?
Oh God, 40.
Almost 30.
No, more than 30.
Almost 30. Before the show, I say to the guys, I say, I'll get my text out.
Please.
All right.
And then I'll give Jessica a proper introduction.
Please. Yeah,
It was because we are and have been every support person I have ever worked with has been a moron when it comes to guests. And Jessica, I will give you a proper introduction in a second, but I'm sorry. House cleaning is essential. All right?
I'm because fine this, with it because that was horrific. Right.
This was.
But take as much time as you need. That was the worst thing that ever happened
today,
to me.
Today, at 1:06 p.m.,
yes.
2 hours before we take.
Correct.
Right.
Please remember to wait for the guest. I like to have my pre-show with just the team, so let's do it like a real show and start the show and then introduce Jessica.
Yes.
Now, I have a question. Is Pony the guy that just walked us to the studio?
Yes.
Okay. He didn't walk. He leaped. That I have never, ever seen someone walk that fast in my entire life.
Was it a gallop?
I have a great idea.
What's that?
Have the guest ride him here.
This is where it screwed up. He made eye contact with me through the producer's window as if to say the guest is ready to go.
Good mic technique, too. That's really good as I'm hearing the mic's wide open, too. Just listing it today. Just really getting to go ahead. Continue.
And so
I'm sorry.
I gave him a nod to say, OK, I know that you're there. And then he flew the door open. Without waiting for you to say, our guest is here, which is the one thing we laid in concrete before we started the show today.
It's also been, 15 months since we've actually had someone outside our world sit down that didn't work here.
Yeah, we've done all of our guests on Zoom, and we're very happy to have
person it.
That's great. I mean, and you've got to be doing it too, Jessica, right? Traveling around the country and visiting
the
protocols.
That's why you'd think it's the first time there would be cheese. But anyway...
Yeah. I get fed up. I get a little fed up, but it's I understand. It's been a day.
Yes.
And
But I'm here and I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Look at her.
The last time we were here, we did some the serious business of comedy. Mm-hmm. And we talked about your amazing documentary Hysterical. But the stand up you've done and I think would I be overstating it if I said that your signature move is kind of what I'm doing right now, although you're a lot funnier doing it. I'm having a therapeutic moment right now. You do self-therapy, which I think is the greatest single innovation with stand-up when you will be in the middle of a set that is going, I think, magnificently, and something will trigger you where you turn your back to the audience and you will just do this therapy analysis thing where something has triggered you. How long have you been doing that?
Years. Thank you, Mike. Well, that means that you're smart and you're aware. Because sometimes people don't get it. And when I see their faces like surprised or confused, I die. It actually makes me horny. I love seeing a confused face when I turn around. So to the people that don't know what I'm talking about, I will literally turn my back to the audience and bend over and have an internal monologue with myself. myself. Like,
that's fantastic.
It doesn't matter that the guy in the front isn't laughing. He's not your father. You're projecting on him. He's probably miserable. He hates himself. Stop eating to deal with the feelings. You know, like I'll have a whole. And then a lot of times I'll turn, and of course there's some people who don't get it. Like, they can't go there because they're dumb. You know what I mean? They have no idea what's going on. And I just look at them. I'm like, I'm so grateful I'm not you. Like, I am so grateful that I am aware in life and I am not you. And, you know, most people get it. And most people say, it's my favorite thing you do. Like, I so get it. I'm always in my head. I always talk to myself. And I mean, when I first started doing it, it didn't get laughs because you have to do it at certain times, because when I'm killing and the crowd is dying laughing, I don't turn around and do it because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Okay. But like, if I feel if there's a weird moment during the set, or if a joke, if I do new stuff, that's been happening a lot because I've been doing a lot of new stuff, and it doesn't kill, I'll turn around and be like, you know, you always expect every joke to kill. That's new. It's a new joke. It's not going to do as well as your old stuff. You're unrealistic. You sabotage yourself, you know.
It's so much fun.
And people will scream laughing because it's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
And when you do this, I mean, what I did, and this is real. I love these two guys on either side of you. Make no mistake about that. I truly do. I think
and Matt, you do love Matt. Pony boy, you love him.
Let's be friends.
Yeah, you do.
So anyway, I love these two guys on either side of us. And for me, I would say, especially in the last 5 or 6 years with this this vehicle, I didn't think there was anything more intimate than live radio until we started podcasting and doing this. It's just more relaxed and it's just more intense, if that can be true at the same time. So I find this show therapeutic to come in and really, really vent, especially in this world we are living in right now, where I realized last night that I need, I think it was George Carlin who once said he just needs one little thing to go wrong. It might have been some other comedian. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it was in my case, I live in Florida. My son, I have an 8-year-old son who is going to school in Florida. And we are ruled down here, our king in the country of Florida is a maniac king who is fighting against anything that would keep my son safe.
I know.
So counter that with in my area of the kingdom, we have a transmission rate that is off the charts. So I'm one of the people that actually lives in an area like this, and I've handled it. And then yesterday I lose my wallet. And that was the tipping point. Yeah. And I have been in a funk depression. And is your mother, by the way, is your mother still practicing? Yeah. Is she still a therapist?
Yeah, she's incredible.
Do you have a card for Mike?
She's unbelievable. I'm not kidding.
I have my own down here.
Okay, good.
She's a healer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she operates out of her house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's comics that see her and she doesn't tell me who they are.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And they have told me, but she's that private where she hasn't even told me. I mean, they've reached out to her because they've just seen her in my stuff or they know of her. But yeah, she's unbelievable.
I've noticed that lately Freddie Roman has been a lot more balanced.
He died. That's why.
Way to go. Way to go.
But
It
was fairly recent that Freddie Roman died. He hasn't been dead.
Freddie Roman. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't use Jackie Mason with that one.
That's true.
I mean, oh my God.
What's Bob Hope has really been doing great.
I want to tell you.
So it's still, look, I'm living a life, you're on the road now, and how weird is it with the travel? We were cruising. This was all, you probably set up your dates. With the thought that everything's chugging along, and now here we are. How are you doing? Emotionally, physically, all that?
I was doing well, and now I'm freaked out. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm freaked out. I was just telling Allison, the owner of the Improv, who's absolutely incredible, very good.
Hi, Allison. Oh, I haven't seen her in years. Hello, sweetie. Hi, Allison.
God, is she amazing. And I ask everyone to support the DC Improv. It's just an unbelievable club, and I'm so excited to be here this weekend and come out to the shows and keep going out to the DC Improv. They're so good to me and every comic, and it's such a beautiful club.
It is.
And, you know, I told her, like, I just got an email today about something that was canceled in New York in 2 weeks that I had. And it's like, it's the shows have been packed in New York and you have to be vaccinated to go to a club in New York. And I was shocked that it was canceled. And I was, yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
But I have a ton of road gigs coming up and I'm freaked out about it. No, I'm not freaked out about traveling. I'm freaked out that it's going to get canceled again because I'm going to go out of my mind if I have to be home and not be on the road because I'm used to doing it for 22 years. But I also have this fear, you know, I have a daughter with heart disease who has had 3 open heart surgeries and a stent. Mm-hmm. She's 5 and a half.
Right.
Now this Delta variant, I'm like, oh my God, now what do I do? Like, is this going to keep spreading? Can I go on the road? What? It's just all crazy.
Scary. It is nuts. How are you coping? How are you coping with all this on the road, dealing with all the extra anxiety of this thing?
Just starting. Like that, meaning I feel like this is my first week of going back out on the road of this happening now. I personally can't watch it all the time on the news because I'm not going to be okay. So I have to just kind of hear about it and then just plow ahead and take it, you know, day by day, week by week and see what happens. Because honestly, the truth is I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if everything's going to close down again. I don't know if maybe it'll be crazy for a little while and then go back to, you know, normal. We don't know. So to get in my head about it and get crazy is not helpful.
The therapist in you, Jessica. There's the therapist.
Yeah,
it's how does that make you feel? Well, I don't think it's healthy for me to talk
I don't know what's going to happen. That's the truth.
Perhaps in some small way, I'm projecting my own anxiety on Jessica.
But is it tough? Because I have a sick kid and I know that's depressing, but that's real. That's the truth.
It's real.
For being on the road or interacting with people, was it, when we first were able to take our masks off, because everyone's, at least within our circle, was getting vaccinated, to see people's faces again was strange.
Like, yeah, it was. I mean, it was great when they're attractive. When they're unattractive, it was very upsetting. There's some of my friends I was really grateful they were wearing a mask because it made it easier to be around them.
It's just sitting there. I'm thinking of
could you just put that back on because I was enjoying it.
I know a great dentist.
People with halitosis close talkers or anything like that. Yeah. It'd be a good opportunity for a dental prosthetic.
Enjoying not smelling hot dogs while we were hanging out. But,
DMOS Classic.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about, because I know nothing about it, so I wanted to ask you about the prank call album, The Call Girls.
Yeah.
Do you just make random calls to people? And I'm a big fan of that kind of comedy.
Oh, you're going to love this. Yeah, so no, during COVID, my friend Rachel Feinstein, who's an incredible stand-up comedian, she's my sister in this business. We were so depressed during COVID. My father passed away from cancer, not from COVID, in
I'm
May.
Sorry. Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, in April, right after COVID started.
Wow. Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
And she had a baby, and Donna, and her husband's a fireman. You know, it was just crazy. We were both so depressed. We're like, let's make prank calls and make a prank album. So for
I wish
months,
we had a clip.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So for months, I'll send you a clip and you can.
Yeah, we'll play it on the show.
Yeah,
we will. Get it.
And
right?
For months, we recorded them, you know, video recorded and made this prank album. And we call businesses, and every call has something to do with COVID. Well, at least we mention it. And some are more than others. Like we called a massage parlor as two old Jewish women, and we're like, we'd like a socially distanced massage. And the woman's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, we want to go, but we don't want demand to touch us. And they're like, she's like, you have to be. I'm like, does anyone there have very long arms? 6 feet long.
Did you truly perform for elderly people on the in the Florida area? Have you ever done that?
Oh my God, Mike, are you kidding?
I didn't know.
Hundreds
I don't know.
Hundreds of times.
She's performing for one now.
I have done.
That's funny. That's funny. How about we get the guests to come in at the right time, okay? God damn
it. Yeah, pony.
All right.
Oh, give him a carrot.
All right.
I have done so many of those. I get them all. I just got another one for February. I do them all the time. And I say most of the crowd, you know, they're a good crowd. Most are 80, 90. Some have passed.
In the crowd.
Yeah. Some have already passed. They just sit them there, like Weekend at Bernie's. They just sit them in the crowd. And sometimes you won't hear a sound. Sometimes you're just a clearing of the throat. You know, someone's alive. Someone is. And they yell out. They heckle, actually, if they don't. You know, this is horrible. What is this? Who hired her? I haven't laughed once. So what's happening
if
here?
If you do a lot of these, what jokes play to the 80 and 90-year-olds? What is their forte?
You know, sometimes you have to say old jokes. You know, like, what did the waiter say to the group of Jewish women sitting in a restaurant? And they're like, what? And you're like, is anything okay? You know, those jokes go over.
Do you have a repertoire of that kind of?
When I'm bombing, when I'm like dying and I want to eat a live pig, I'll take one of those out.
Because they're tried and true.
I'll throw one of those out there just so I can not kill myself after the show.
Oh my God. But isn't it true, being a, you know, the tradition of Catskills as an example?
I just did three of those in the Catskills.
Back in the day, it's not the way it used to be, but back in the day, I mean, traditionally Jewish audiences were. You know, a great way to test your stuff
They
were very difficult audiences. But if you hit on something, they're fantastic.
They're amazing. But sometimes they're too old to laugh, and sometimes they're too rich. Like I'll say, you're too rich to laugh. You literally have too much money to laugh. You are entitled. You're ungrateful, and you're miserable. You are a miserable person, and you should have just gone bowling. Like you should have done something else than gone to a comedy show. You're miserable.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's people dying everywhere, and you are a miserable person. You're like, they're the kind of people that call the housekeeper the girl. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
The girl's coming. The girl. I'm like, the girl is 65 and owns a home. She's not a girl.
You said it, the word. I love the word. Entitled, you
they're
said that.
It makes me sick. Yeah, I can't. That's my least favorite kind of person is an entitled person. I hate them.
Yeah.
There was a line down here, and because really it's not exclusive to the east coast of Florida, you know, people that come to South Florida and get away from the angry political end of things, which has exploded down here. There's an article in Vanity Fair, a great article. I wish I had the author's name, about how Florida has transformed. You've got, when you use the word entitled, there's a line I used to use that it was, you know, and somebody did it, it was based in politics. I use it all the time now. If somebody is really going, yeah, I don't understand that, and we could have gone over here too. They usually have warm butter. I don't know why they put the cold butter out there. And I say, you know, the line is, what don't you have? What don't you have?
Yeah.
And it applies. The anger, it's hard to understand when you're talking about, because look, you hear about senior citizens on the national news that you hear about the people that have it in a very rough way where they are struggling. Mm-hmm. And there is tons of it down here. There's tons of elderly poverty down here. There is. And they need help. But I'm talking about a group of people that have been successful most of their lives exploiting other people for their own wealth. And then they come down here. That was a little joke, but I guess I
it's
didn't
true, though, because
well.
I'm taking it
Hold
seriously.
On, I'm going to pull a Jessica. I was really... I was trying to be like our guest because I'm needy too. I'm having a very bad day.
Good job.
I'm sorry.
That's
thank you.
Perfect.
That's it.
Good for
but
you.
But they don't. You wonder sometimes. You're like, why are you that pissed off?
Yeah.
And the only thing, and I'm 62, so I'm getting to that point, and I'm not a jolly guy. I haven't been jolly since 20. No, I haven't been jolly ever in my life.
No, I think, weren't you jolly in college?
I was drunk in college. That doesn't count as
We're
being jolly.
We're very much alike. You and I have a lot in common. I have never been...
I've never been jolly.
Never. I've never been jolly. Never. I've
jolliness.
Never once felt like if someone said, how are you? I have never once said, great. Like, I've never been great. Ever.
And when you feel, let me see if we're similar this way.
Okay.
And when you have the moments, which you by and large keep to yourself.
Yeah.
And it would be killing on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, really just having an amazing set on stage. You, at least I do, when we have a great show or we're doing a live event and there's something great that happens, I am filled with a little bit of dread.
Of course, because I feel sad.
Because something else is going to happen now.
Sad.
So effed up. Oh, God.
I sold out City Winery in New York three nights ago.
Uh-huh.
Like, mm-hmm. Standing ovation. And I feel like I was going to cry. But it wasn't a happy cry. It's like, please sit down. Please stop clapping. I need to find chips. Like, it was so uncomfortable.
It's so bad. It's such a bad way to be. Oh, my God. What's wrong? Has your mother given you any insight over the years?
Oh, my God. Has she ever not? Like, I am. That's why I'm messed up. Like, I'm
her client. Love to hear that. I'd love to hear, like, a paragraph or two of your mom's analysis of you.
Oh, God. We got it. One time, you should have my mom on with me. She is so charismatic.
I'd love to.
She's amazing.
Oh, I would love to. And could I steal her for a little me?
Yes.
Time?
She'll totally
please.
Do work with you. She's the
please.
Best.
Mike O'Mara's podcast for one.
Oh she's God. The best.
Absolutely.
We'll zoom her.
Yes.
She zooms. Zoom her in.
God.
Elaine
yes.
Braff. She's
yes.
amazing.
So
it.
What did she say? What would be her synopsis?
You feel uncomfortable getting compliments. You don't. You can't take it in. You need
right?
to let yourself take it in and feel good. You don't feel. You don't. You don't let it in, Jesse. Like that's what you would say to me. That I. It's time. It's time you let in the good. Like she would just. You know, I sabotage it. I harm my. Like I harm myself. I need to start feeling good. I'm older now. It's enough already. Like she would just do that whole thing with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But you have a good relationship with your mom.
Oh, we have a very good relationship.
Is she ever jolly?
My mother is the happiest person
wow.
you will ever meet in your entire life. She's a Reiki master.
Oh,
she
wow.
works out every day. She plays pickleball every day. She is in her I'm not going to say her age, but she looks like she's 60.
Wow.
She's hot. She's beautiful. And she's always happy. She taps herself and like she does that tapping and eye movement stuff with her clients. She was in Est my whole life. Remember Est?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
she is
that.
Like a hippie, like total what you would picture. Like remember the Fockers? Like she and my stepfather ran couples courses out of the house.
Oh no.
My stepfather was my stepbrother is Zach Braff. From Scrubs.
Okay, that's yeah. right. The wonderful actor.
So his
actor,
father was a lawyer and then became a quote-unquote therapist with my mother, and they ran couples courses out of the house. It's hysterical.
Oh,
wow.
What a great world to come
it's
from
amazing.
There.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's great to be able to lean on that. But, you know, I had a great mom, too, who was very, very effusive and very supportive. Now, the thing is, the extended family that I come from, you know, you walk into a room. I could be let me see. I could be on a secret mission where my life was in danger and I went away for 5 years. And I would walk into a room of my sister and my cousins. And, you know, it would have been in the New York Times on the front page. Mike O'Mara survives most dangerous clandestine meeting. And I would walk into the living room and they would say, "Hello, Michael." That would be the greeting.
Which is not only dismissive, but the fact that you hate being called Michael. So
it's where it comes from.
Yeah.
It's where it comes from.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just that's what did it. Mom, God rest her soul, she's no longer there. I really feel like I'm doing
therapy. Was it your first mother-in-law that said that you should be more like Burt Parks?
So one of my marriages, Jessica, real quickly, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry I'm making it about me. I'm having a day.
I'm glad you're making it about you.
I'm not going to make it. Hold on. It's a JessicaKearson.com. It's at, where were we? I'm sorry before I
was
talking
about the Burt
Park
story.
Yes. Burt Park. One of my marriages. The woman I was married to was followed. Literally followed around by her mother and father. They rented a trailer. They lived in different areas. When I go away on a vacation, they would travel around. They were very close all the time. Yeah, all the time,
but
enough. And we're sitting in the RV one night, the trailer, and we're watching This America. And
I never knew this happened in a mobile vehicle.
This is great.
This is a new layer.
And so Burt Parks finished singing, and she goes, "Mike, you should do that. He's got a good job." And this is one of my first when I was working programming a radio station in
Burt
the area.
Parks.
It was he's got a good job, but they're not around anymore. So that's it.
And neither is Burt Parks.
It was Burt Parks. That's how old I am, too. It's wonderful. All right. Well, listen, Jessica, I sorry about the whole running down the hallway. We did the best we could.
It's okay. I pulled something, but it's fine. I pulled my cat. It's totally fine.
Are there tickets for tonight's show Thursday? I know we stream this live as well, because I'll definitely go tonight.
I would love you to come to the show tonight.
Fantastic.
Yes,
awesome.
There's shows for all the shows. There's tickets for all the shows. Come out. I appeal to men, women. I do characters. I do all kinds of things. I'll surprise you guys. You don't know what to expect.
You do kill. I can't wait.
Thank you.
You know what I love is she's silly, but silly with an edge.
I'm very edgy.
But I love
it. Silly,
right.
too. Yeah. Yes.
You're wonderful. Sorry for being so angst-ridden, but I can't help myself.
I love you. You're
it's
so
real.
Good.
God bless
you're
you.
So
God bless
aware.
You. Thank you. I'm going to leave it on that. Nothing like going to break with a compliment. I love that.
Turn your microphone off.
Don't care about the guests. It's all about me. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS Classic.
Yeah, I've got a lot of problems with my computer.
What kind of problems, sir?
Well, one is the odor.
Pardon?
The odor of the computer. It smells horrible.
Uh-huh.
The scanner. Are you familiar? I have a computer scanner. Do you know what a scanner is?
Yes, I know.
Okay, when I put it in and I want to copy like a pornographic picture and I hit start, it smells like burnt meat.
Are you over 80?
Am I over 80? Yes.
I'm saying, are you over 80?
Yes, I am.
Like the computer does not give you those things because it's not like suitable for the people who are under 80.
I can't understand a goddamn thing you're saying. You need to say it again slower and louder.
I'm saying it slower, and I'm saying it louder.
No, you're not. Say it slower.
Yes, I'm saying. If you're not understanding, that's your problem.
Now listen, what is your name?
Pardon?
Your name is Pardon?
My name is not Pardon.
What is your name?
I'm saying, are you facing any problem nowadays in the computer?
No, I'm saying, what's your name?
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to call you your name. Is it a problem that I want to be cordial?
Not trouble.
Yes, the computer is also troublesome.
Yeah, what kind of problem?
Well, for one thing, my monitor is very, very dim. Well, it's not actually a monitor. It's a television. It's an old Emerson television.
Okay, it's not a monitor. It's a television.
Yes.
You don't have any keyboard?
I have a keyboard.
Right.
Well, there is a problem with my keyboard.
Right. You
it doesn't have an L.
I'm sorry?
My keyboard doesn't have an L.
Your keyboard doesn't have an L?
An L. You know the letter that comes before M?
L. L like London. That one?
Yes. L like London.
L like London.
L like London.
London.
I have no L.
So you don't need to worry. We'll give you an L. All right?
How do I get it?
Just turn on your computer.
There's another problem.
Yeah.
I have a disk drive, and there's an English muffin stuck in it.
English muffin stuck in your computer?
In my disk drive.
On your disk drive?
Yes, I was trying to download some jelly.
Okay, you're trying to download some jelly on your computer.
Yes, which was very hard because I have no L, and there's two L's in jelly, so I'm sure I made a mistake. That's probably why the muffin got caught.
Okay, that's how the muffin got struck.
Now listen, I think we're done here, but I have one last question for you.
But I should want to say, using except that, I really love to speak with you.
You know what's crazy?
Yes, definitely.
How about that Lady Gaga? Isn't that something?
Because the way you speak and the way I speak, it's a very, similar one.
What?
Yes, sir. It's very, very, very much similar.
Yes. I think we're done here. Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.